This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. This week, we're bringing you stories about working with family. And we knew at least one of those stories needed to come from South Dakota. Why South Dakota? Well, based on data from small business lender OnDeck, more than two-fifths of South Dakota businesses, about 43% as of last year, are family-owned, the highest proportion in the country. So what's so special about those businesses and the families who run them? That brings us to the second of three My Economy stories about working with the people you love.
This is BJ Dvorak and Jacqueline Economo.
We are a mother and daughter team, and we own a quilt shop called Jacqueline Joyce in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Well, I think it started. Do you want to go, Mom? Because it was kind of your idea.
You know, I was older when I made my first quilt. I'd sewn all my life, but I'd never really made a lot of quilts.
My first quilt was, so my husband's younger sister, when she got married, what she asked me for her wedding was a quilt. She knew my mom quilted and she thought I could just do it, you know? And I don't know why, but I said yes. And then I quickly said, Mom, will you help me?
It was so funny because she had, I think, 25 colors and so many squares, and it was complicated. And we did it in 1 week. It was beautiful.
For me, quilting is about, you know, our relationship in a lot of ways. My mom having started two businesses and like growing up around that environment, I think what you have to understand when you're a new business owner is that you're not going to make money the first year. I think we started breaking even about 9 months in. And I think for me, I had some money I had to invest. It's like you could put it in the stock market, which wasn't doing great, or I could invest it in myself. And that's kind of how I look at it, as like a long-term investment.
Well, I think we've accomplished so much more than I ever imagined we could. Just every day, I'm just amazed at what she knows. Like yesterday, a guy was here and he said, my wife has drugged me to quilt shops all over the nation and I've never been in one like this. He said, obviously, you guys have owned a business before.
Whatever we're excited about, people are buying. Some of the things that are crafts and sewing activities that BJ's really into, it's just very easy for her to sell them. And so we keep running out of the stuff that is like some of her trademark things.
I think that I just love people. I love doing what I do. I'm not retired. I'm just getting started. I just helped a grandma. She has a special needs child. She's graduating from high school. And so she came in and she found the perfect fabric. It had ice cream cones, the donuts, the Arizona where she lives. It had all the things that reminded her of her growing up years. She's just so excited to give that gift to her. It's just, you know, it puts you in tears because she found the perfect gift and you could help her.